What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
One o'clock hour here on Cody Engel. Don't forget the Red Roundtable with Mitch Holthus and Danian Hughes is coming up on Friday, August 29th. Starts at 6. It's free, open to the public. You do have to be 21 or older to enter. It's out at Hollywood Casino. Nice Q&A plus a meet and greet. Great knowledge right before the season, obviously, with Mitch Holthus and Danian Hughes. This will be a cool event coming up at the end of the month out at Hollywood Casino.
Should be a great time. Obviously, we were just out at Hollywood Casino. Excellent sports book if you guys want to go out there and take a look. That's as good a time as any for your first visit. If you haven't been, if you have been, you know what you are getting in going there. In about 15 minutes or 10 minutes, Drew and I have both worked out, and we'd like you guys to answer as well, a $9,000 budget. If you missed it, Alex's Caitlin Clark card sold for $9,000 with buyer's premium, so like closer to $11,000,
but I get $9,000, yeah.
He gets $9,000. We're doing pre-tax budgeting. So pre-tax budgeting from Drew and I coming up in 10 minutes for the Caitlin Clark card. So we'll talk about that here in just a few
Cody
minutes.
Cody wants to spend my money.
Yeah, yeah. And before what I wanted to, you didn't want a down payment a house, so I got a different plan for
you.
Oh,
gosh.
Do okay. I have a plan?
You know what? I'll take your advice seriously, you know?
I'm going to improve your life so many ways.
Cody's going to have you spend all $9,000 on one of those boxes from Amazon.
Cody's going to have a 30-line item budget for me, acting like I want $100,000 when it's $9,000.
To be fair, my item list is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things long.
Okay. Drew has a list as well.
About $1,000, a little less than $1,000 an item.
Someone already chiming in with their thoughts. Okay. I can't wait to hear you guys. Obviously, I'm excited.
I've got a really good one for you that fits you, Gold. Okay. Fits you. And I'm excited. It's one that you actually would be willing to do.
The card did very well, and it sold for nearly $11,000. That was way above, obviously, what we were talking about. So I'm very excited, but not excited for Cody to try to pressure me into spending money on certain things.
You'll see. You'll see what my options are here in about 10 minutes. But preseason, obviously, over the weekend. Chiefs game is super late on Friday night. Starts at 9 p.m.
The news is you only need to watch a quarter or so, probably, truly.
Yeah, half, maybe, depending on how long Andy leaves the starters in. But easily one of the biggest stories out of the preseason was Shedeur Sanders, because going into the preseason weekend, that was one of the biggest stories. Everybody thought they were setting up Sanders to fail. Everybody seemed to work on this conspiracy that is either they're doing it intentionally or they're putting him in such a bad spot, the man has no case to succeed. He succeeded. I'm not saying he's a starter now all of a sudden. But given the limited practice time, certainly the limited time with the ones, Sanders' debut could not have gone much better than it did. And he displayed some of the things that people thought might work as an NFL quarterback. So the point is, give him some run with the ones this week. Give him an honest-to-God chance to win the job before the beginning of the season, because you shouldn't just gift wrap it for Flacco or Dylan Gabriel anyway.
So, yeah, he had an opportunity, and it was a good one, and he took advantage of it. I thought he looked sharp. There was a couple plays in particular. I was impressed when he was under pressure. He stepped to the right, stepped up in the pocket, and fired a bullet to his tight end for a touchdown. To me, that was his best play of the entire game. It was pretty obvious just watching that casually on Friday night. He needed to take advantage of the opportunity. They didn't have any healthy quarterbacks, so he got to play a good chunk. He played into the third quarter, a good chunk of the game before Snoop Huntley got in. And maybe that causes the Browns to give him some additional reps. And then let's see, can he take advantage again? If he stacks two preseason games together, then things can change. But one preseason game doesn't mean, oh, well, he should be QB1. Because what we don't know is, what would a healthy Dylan Gabriel have looked like against the number threes, number two and threes for their opponent on Friday night? That's the one thing we don't know. But give him his props for taking advantage of the situation. We don't need to act like, oh my gosh, can you believe this guy's not starting week one yet? Let's see some more. But he did what he needed to do. That's all you can ask for. And the Browns should be happy with what they saw. I also thought he was impressive in his post-game comments. Maybe he was humbled a little bit and now is, you know, going to end up being much better for it. That's awesome. So let's see what he does in the next preseason game. And he probably will earn himself some more reps with the ones. I still think he's not starting week one. He would have to go.
Do you think Flacco is?
One of the vets, whoever makes the team.
I mean, Kenny Pickett's not making the team,
Shedeur
right?
Sanders would have to look even better for two more preseason games for there to be a real debate about him being QB1. Like, cause I know from the outside, it's very easy. We're like, well, there's no reason to start Joe Flacco. He has no future. Might as well just throw Shedeur Sanders in the fire. He was a fifth round pick. That's just not how this works. If he was the number one overall pick, then yeah, obviously he'd be this is not how teams operate. And I know the Browns have a terrible track record. I'm not saying they're great at evaluating quarterbacks.
Nope,
my biggest gripe has been, I didn't get the reaction last week. And even post game from some acting like the Browns are intentionally trying to screw him over. It makes no sense. There's no logic behind that. We can say they don't operate like a smart organization. Fine. Why they would spend a fifth round pick only to put him in bad spots makes zero sense. Like this idea, like, yeah, you know, if he would have had a bad performance, they would never have given him an opportunity ever again. Like, they didn't waste a fifth round pick for the hell of it. Deep down, there were things they liked about Shedeur Sanders. There are things that they didn't. That's why he's a fifth round pick, not a first round pick, not a third round pick. But he looked better than a fifth round pick on Friday night, and he gets credit for that.
My whole thing is that I thought way more than it was a disservice to him. Fifth round picks do not get that kind of opportunity very often. He's in a non-competitive quarterback situation. So most fifth round picks, Gold, they don't even have a chance to compete for the starting job. Like, that's just not on the table. They're up against established starters who already have the job, long-term veterans who already have the job. There is no actual competition for the starting job. So the fact that he got to start a preseason game in which there was a chance he could earn more chances towards that gave him a better chance to start as a fifth-round pick than pretty much any other. And that was the way I was viewing it, is that that was an opportunity. I thought he looked pretty good. I don't know. Drew, you seem like people really thought you were like too positive on him somehow, just because you said that was one of the nicer throws of preseason. It was a nice throw in traffic, for what it's worth.
Look, it doesn't matter if the guy, like, Daniel Jones could have thrown a dot, and if it's a dot, hey, it's a dot. It's a really good throw, and Shedeur had a really good throw. I mean, I thought one of the things that stood out, I guess, is it didn't seem like he was flustered in any way. Like, he was pretty cool, calm, and collected about how he handled things. Rookie quarterbacks did not necessarily have that same experience. So I thought that he did a good job of just being cool, calm, and collected, and took what the defense gave him and made some really nice throws. That was about it. I'm not gassing him up, but I'm also not saying he needs to. I mean, he needs to do more probably to show, but it's
absolutely.
He isn't a bad quarterback.
Yeah, he's got a chance to prove that he's not a bad quarterback.
He
didn't look like one on Friday. I'll give you that. He has to continue to prove people. He's a fifth round pick. He has to prove to people that, and more importantly, the Browns organization. Like, this text, though, I don't get. Someone says, this is fine. I'm not a fan. He's smug, entitled. A lot of people don't like that and shouldn't be told to do so. I'm not telling you, and I don't think even Drew, even though he's clearly a bigger fan than I am, trying to tell you have to like the guy. We're just talking about from a football end. Is he good enough to be a starter at some point for the Browns this year or beyond? And I'm saying Friday night, he took a step forward for that to become reality. Nobody's saying you have to like him. Just like there's 32 other quarterbacks that are going to start week one of the NFL season. Nobody's saying you got to like all 32 of them.
Very rare. I might like 14
plenty,
of them.
There's plenty of quarterbacks.
Are you kidding?
There's plenty of quarterbacks that I don't like, but just because from a football end, if I think they're good, like, and Joe Burrow is an amazing quarterback. I don't like how his mentality doesn't mean that, and I'm definitely not a fan of his, but I can still, I think, honestly talk about him being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. There's plenty of QBs in history that people didn't like, but were awesome at their job.
A lot
job.
Of people don't care for Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks to play the game of football. I think that
not currently, but yes, in the history of the sport, he is. Is he one of what, the 15 or 20 best?
He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's definitely a Hall of Famer.
There's a lot of jerky athletes who are great.
Sure. Of course.
You know?
Absolutely.
Or flawed human beings, if it's not just the way you like they
carry like this themselves. Text, like now you're moving the goalposts, though. You're talking about something completely different. Someone says, a fifth-round pick shouldn't get this level of coverage. If his name wasn't Sanders, no one would care. Prove me wrong. Again, I don't disagree with that point, but that has nothing to do with what we're discussing about his performance on Friday. If you're saying that, like, we're talking about him because his last name is Sanders, well, no bleep. Obviously, that was the whole thing around the draft as well. Yeah. Like, it's not the first time someone's fallen from maybe being projected as a late first rounder to a fifth rounder.
This is one of the biggest drops in NFL.
But it's happened before. Aaron Rodgers obviously fell later than everybody thought when he was drafted. Mm-hmm. And moving the goalposts, though, we're talking about on Friday night, did he move himself in a better spot to potentially start this year for the Browns? And I think the answer is yes. That's all.
Plus, I think the fans, obviously, I mean, they're already full on into the whole Shador thing. They got jerseys custom made and everything. I mean, they're already.
His family is polarizing. Yeah. Deion Sanders and Shador are there. This is also what happens in sports all the time. Like, you're right.
If his
name was Brian Steven, fifth round pick out of Tulane, you're right. We wouldn't be talking about him. But if he performs well in preseason,
I'm sure you were going to say Rutgers.
Yeah, I'm just throwing stuff out of
waiting on it.
But
what Tulane do?
If that Brian Smith or Steven, whatever name I came up with, performs well in preseason and there's a number one job maybe up for grabs, we would eventually say, oh well, maybe they might have a different starting quarterback. All these things can be true.
Also, anyway. If Shador was on a team, if he was on, let's say he was on the Chiefs and he played well, it doesn't matter. Because they have Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
The fact that the Browns stink as an organization and have stunk, and they have Joe Flacco, who's 40,
correct.
Whatever.
He's got an easier path to start at some point this year.
Yeah.
It's that. That's all it is.
Pretty much better than almost any fifth-round picks do.
Yes.
Like, Brock Purdy had to have three quarterbacks go down in front of him before he got the job. Like, Tom Brady had to have Drew Bledsoe get hurt. Normally, somebody has to go down for you to have any chance. If he plays good, he might actually have a chance to start. All right, so remind everybody, the Caitlin Clark card was
It was up for auction for a month.
It eventually closed on Saturday. How did it finish?
Yes, very happy with it. It's been a full month of auction, and Saturday morning was only at $3,250. It ended up closing with the final sale price, $10,980, which I was thrilled with that, especially since it's not a PSA 10. The actual amount that I will get before taxes is $9,000. So I'm happy. Very, very happy. I told you on Friday, anything below 5 and I'd be upset. Anything above 6, I'd be really happy. Anything above 7, I'd be thrilled. So I'm thrilled with the result of that. And it worked out after all that. Pulled the card from a break end of April. Here we are, August 11th, and it's finally over. Waiting for the money.
Feel
still,
good to
but
be,
finally
for it to
over.
Be over?
Yeah.
Feels good
I don't
to
know
be
when
over?
I don't know when I get the money. Somebody was asking. I have no idea. It could be a week. I have no idea.
Could be a month.
They're supposed to wire it to me. The person has to pay the auction house, obviously. And yeah. Anyway.
Then you'll get the money. Yeah. So as a part of this, I figured, look, maybe you're just like, you probably have some ideas, but maybe you're open to some new suggestions on how to spend $1,000, because I think mine is going to be a little more unhinged.
Oh, gosh.
True? Do you have your list of how you think? I spent about, I'm close to the $9,000. It's a ballpark, but I'm pretty close. Drew, do you have how you would like? Do you have the breakdown of how you'd like Alex to spend his $9,000?
Yes, I've got a breakdown.
Down to the penny, huh? Okay.
Not exactly to the penny for myself, but maybe Cody goes into more detail. I think the one thing though that we both can agree on is that you should place a $1,000 parlay.
$1,000.
You want me to just throw away $1,000?
No. I'm not having you throw it away because I asked you. I asked you one question earlier this morning. I think you had some illusion as to what it would be, but you do believe the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. I think
I haven't made my official prediction for the year.
Most years you think that.
I would be stunned if you said they're not going to win the Super Bowl. But let's say the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Oklahoma City, you've talked about them being the favorite to repeat. They're heavy favorites, actually, to repeat as NBA champions. Let's do that. And then to finish the cash out, bro, type of bet for you, Alex Gold, I asked you earlier this morning who you think's going to win the World Series. And you said other than the Dodgers, which we could have done that, you said the Cubs. Those three, just those three. You're not asking for four or five. If you parlay those three together, $1,000 wins you $386,000.
So you want me to buy it? You want me? So let me get this straight.
You want to buy $1,000 lottery ticket?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. You want me to take the money that I got from essentially a card that I pulled that turned into a winning lottery ticket for $9,000? You want me to then go buy a $1,000 lottery ticket with the $9,000 lottery ticket I basically got already to try to make it into $300,000?
To try to win the lottery twice.
I'm not asking
this
you.
This seems
to,
like a terrible
I'm
idea.
I'm not asking you to take all $9,000 and go and bet it all right now. I'm asking you to take a section of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you believe the Chiefs are going to win the whole. I think you believe that.
We'll find out with my final predictions.
You said the Cubs. If it was the Dodgers, that takes you from 386 down to just 86, but it's still $86,000. Let's say it's the Dodgers.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's just three things. We could turn it into a cash out, bro, segment. You would cash out, I think.
Absolutely cash out.
But I feel like that's a bet that you should make. I think that would be a fun bet to follow over the course of this football season, the rest of the baseball season.
Yeah. I mean, if you got through the first two, just cash out.
If you got,
who cares about the third one? You get through the first two.
If you got the World Series and then the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, then I think you should cash out 100%.
Yeah, if the Cubs just made the World Series, I'd start getting excited.
It's just too big.
Like, they were just
even if you just bet the Dodgers to win the whole thing, which we probably think is going to happen, you already are above to cash out at maybe $4,000 or $5,000 compared to the $1,000.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate the advice, Drew. I can tell you there's about a 0% chance that
I can't spend too much time on the parlay. All right.
Sorry. I do think that you should take $1,000 and dedicate it to your trip to Vegas in some way, shape, or form, and using it to spend.
Well, I've
got
specific plans for that.
I don't know. I don't know if you did the numbers, Cody.
I did. I'm at $9,000 exactly.
I looked up $1,000 of Propel. What it would get you at Sam's Club?
I bought a Propel too. That's nice.
1,500-ish bottles of Propel you would get with that $1,000. That covers you for probably the next. Until they're expired, I would assume, the next 2 or 3 years.
That'd be 5 years worth if you drank one a day.
I would also say this, two more things.
I spend way less on Propel. I want to make that clear.
It wouldn't be Drew's list for you if you don't dedicate $1,000 to getting 8 massages, deep tissue massages, in Kansas City. I looked it up. It gets you 8 of them. And then the rest you should take on a trip to go to the national football or the national title game for the college football championship. So it wouldn't be me if...
Okay.
Is that it?
You didn't spend some college football money.
That's how you spent it?
That is it.
Okay. Mine's... Okay, so first off, I want to make it clear. I also spend some money on Propel. You drink it every day. I've already told you should buy it in bulk. He's spending $1,500. That's a crazy number.
No, $1,500 on Propel?
I wanted you to get
$1,000 that gets you 1,500 bottles.
I'm saving you...
Okay.
I'm saving you money in the long run. I only have $300 dedicated to Propel. I just want you to be set up for a little while.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Not trying to get carried away with your money on there. I also have you getting new spoons and forks for about $100. I'd like you some quality cutlery for the rest of your life.
You want me to buy nice forks?
Yes! You're an adult.
That is so low on the list.
That's why it's only $100. There's a lot of stuff.
You want me to buy a brand new silverware set. Okay, got it.
Hear me out.
Okay.
I feel like this is like something that I would have just expected you to spend money on at some point in your life, but you didn't. I felt bad if I spent your $9,000 and I didn't have one investment strategy. So you're buying $1,000 of Bitcoin right away. From me. That's what you're doing with the $9,000. $1,000 in Bitcoin. That is your investment portfolio. The rest on the 8 we're blowing. You ready?
Hold on. You want me to invest in Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
If this was 2012, I would agree.
Invest.
2025, you want me to...
He's got you on a $1,000 parlay.
Okay, true. Fair.
What do you think is more likely to go up in the next 10 years? Your parlay or this thing?
Parlay. It's the parlay.
No, Bitcoin will probably keep going up, but okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I felt like I wanted you to have some things... Some fun things and some things for your life. So I got another $500 going back into the card game. I found a Travis Kelce PSA 9 clear downtown card. I thought he doesn't own anything from Travis Kelce.
I do.
Oh, you know what? You have a card?
Not like that. I actually just I bought a Travis Kelce card at the card show in Lee Summit.
Well, I didn't
weekend.
Know that. I
but
wanted
not,
you to
not
have
a downtown. Not a downtown.
I wanted you to have a high quality Travis Kelce card for your PC. So
all
I thought,
right,
you know,
I'm
going to get
thank
some,
you.
Alex something.
Okay.
Then here's where we start getting reckless.
Oh, geez.
The rest of this is just the normal stuff. That's just the baseline. I'm spending a little bit of your money. Now we're starting to get into it. I think $1,000 in Vegas for either the strip club, because you know I won't go, so you might as well have a great time by yourself. Or
I'm not going to strip club by myself.
Spending $1,000.
What?
I'll go. If you spend $1,000,
you have
to go.
100%. You have to go, Cody.
Or you can get that briefcase steak.
Oh, a Pappy's Steakhouse.
Yeah, I wanted
it
to
is.
Come out the gold briefcase.
Yeah, I like
the
that.
Whole thing.
Yeah, one of those two have to be done.
That'd be a fun way to spend that $1,000.
I could just go eat at Barry's though at Circa.
But admittedly, that would be an amazing time to do it. We're also putting $600 on Caitlin Clark's number 22 on roulette.
Oh, we are.
Well, you know, I'm helping you.
We are.
A little money on it.
You're chipping in and half of it? Is that what I'm hearing?
Are we going to do 300 each?
Okay.
On her number, I think you got to put something on 22 on a roulette wheel.
I like it.
Seems kind of crazy not to do that.
Okay.
And then there's the stuff that I think could benefit the status of the show, which is important, I think, for your life.
Let me hear this.
The status of yourself and other things. So, number one out of the gate, I looked up what it cost for 2 years of premium Hinge. Goldberg and Rachel Ryan on premium. None of this regular dating app stuff.
I like it.
Hinge premium, baby. We're going to the top.
How much money?
$300 for a couple years.
Why would I ever pay for a premium of a dating app? That's so unnecessary. It just means I think you can. I think that only means you can swipe more or something. I think that's all you're getting.
Okay, great. Swipe more, better matches.
Swipe more.
Open up the possibilities. You know, the apps haven't worked great. Let's see if a little Hinge premium.
I'm not actively on the apps right now, but okay. All right.
I forgot. It's football season now, Cody.
So that's on there. Then I think that we should, to add to the dating game, I looked up what it would cost for a day's worth of skywriting.
Skywriting?
Like, you know, like the smoke in the planes?
Oh, Scott. Okay. I was not thinking that. Skywriting.
It's a couple of grand.
This is for his life.
You want me to pay for someone to fly in circles and spell out things?
Yeah. Yeah.
For what? To who?
The dating stuff. Your Hinge profile.
Wait, you want an airplane to hang a banner?
Skywriting's way cooler.
So you want a plane to fly around Kansas City at Arrowhead before a Chiefs game with a banner that says, "Here's my link. Help me get a date." That's embarrassing. Yep. That's pathetic.
Pathetic. I'm trying to help.
I think you need
a betting hobby outside of the NFL. I don't think you get enough action during baseball season. I found what I think will be the premium one during non-football season. It appears the best thing to bet on from a like handicap perspective, pigeon racing. Huh? So we're putting $500 and you're getting into the pigeon
racing.
That
is more egregious than my $1,000 parlay.
Yes, it is.
That's more egregious.
Pigeon racing?
I wanted you to have a new betting hobby.
Cody just wants me to blow most of this money away.
Oh, no. I also have $1,500 for cooking lessons because I think it'd be important to like learn a good life skill.
He's getting you the silverware.
$1,500 for cooking lessons?
Yeah, I want you to be able to cook well. I think it'd be nice. That's a good skill. It's important.
I'm surprised that you didn't
say. That's a lifelong skill.
Gold, I'm surprised that Cody did not say an Amazon palette. I'm very
He knows we're out on that game.
I wasn't going to win anybody
over
that.
We're out on that game. That was a disaster last time.
So you guys have some other suggestions.
Yeah, so how many of these things are you actually consider? What would you actually consider?
Top on my list. Might be zero.
Because I already have. My thing is, I already kind of know what I'm doing with most of it.
What is
it's
that?
Not that?
They're all very sensible things.
Because it's not that. Disclose. Like as much. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled that I got $9,000 for the car, but also it's not $100,000. Okay, this is. There's not much. There's not that much to go around.
You just see how much you can get done with $9,000.
No, like I already know. Like I already told you. Like there's a balance on one card. I'm going to pay off on one credit card, and then I'm going to jumpstart the IRA, and then I'll leave a little bit of money after that. That's basically what I'm going to do.
Hold on. How much money after get. Like $1,000, $2,000, or are we?
I think I would have if I put in the IRA what I want to put in there. I would probably have like $25,000 to $300,000.
You need to take all of that
to
Vegas.
$3,000.
You need to take all of it to Vegas and just see what happens.
To see.
Strip club, roulette wheel.
I'm not going to a strip club and blowing money. That's stupid. Okay. I'd rather put $3,000 on a parlay. Okay,
yeah,
like
rather.
I mean, like what are we doing? Like
$1,000 on my parlay, $1,000 at the casino, and then you get the briefcase stake as
How
well.
Sick are you going to be if Drew's parlay hits?
We actually need to keep tabs on it now.
If the three legs.
Well, he asked for my teams. I guess it's my. I guess I'll do a smaller version of that parlay, but I'm not putting $1,000 on a World Series, Super Bowl, NBA.
So you'll take 100. So you would bet 100 to win $3,800.
I don't know if I even do 100.
Oh, wait, no.
What's the odds on $50?
Yeah, what can we get for $50, Drew?
I'd have to hang on a second.
I don't know if they're going to give you the same odds, you know? If gold threw 50 on it just for. So he did something on these two lists.
I mean, if you reran the numbers, let me pull it back up.
Someone says, put all the money in VOO. It's funny you say that. That's actually the fund I'm in on my IRA. Thank you very much. So that's exactly, we're on the same page.
I think the Cubs number actually changed since this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Got better or worse?
Better. It's now, I think it was 1400. Now it's 16-1.
Okay.
All right. Hang on a second. I gotta find it again and put it together.
Someone says, Cody wants to get silverware, cooking lessons, and a girlfriend for $9,000. trying to make gold sound desperate.
Honestly, that doesn't sound like a bad price.
Someone says
think
I should
invest.
Think
about how much money you spent dating over the years. $9K for a future wife?
Right, someone says I should invest in a bee farm, have it placed in Cody's backyard, then have a date night dinner with a stripper and go to 1587 Prime.
I did seriously.
1587 Prime, actually, you might, that might be a trip.
One celebration dinner is a nice thing, but right, like that I've doesn't cost it. You a grand.
No.
Well, that's a few hundred dollars for you.
Anyway, go ahead.
If you bet 50 on that three-leg parlay, again, to remind people, Cubs World Series winner, Oklahoma City NBA Finals winner, and the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. $50 wins you $26,597.
It's crazy.
That's more realistic than a $1,000 bet, Drew.
The 50?
Yeah. There's no way in hell I'm betting $1,000 on a parlay.
Now, okay, so I'm curious now, because obviously the World Series would be more of a guarantee if it was the Dodgers, who have significantly better odds. If you did that bet, $50 on the Dodgers included instead of the Cubs, you still get $5,500. So theoretically, you bet $50 on that. The Dodgers win the World Series. I don't know what that cash out jumps to, but you could at least make some money on just simply having the Dodgers win the World Series.
Somebody says rather than spend the $9,000 on the things I'm suggesting that could help you in the dating world, they're saying just buy an engagement ring and invest. just get the engagement ring now with the cash.
Oh,
that way,
my
in case you
goodness.
Meet the in case you meet the right girl, you're already set and it's paid for.
Our guy Rob, being single,
just buying an engagement ring just in case.
Our guy Rob Collins with the smart advice, Cody: spend 10% of your earnings, put the rest in a money market account. It's liquid in
too
case
practical.
You need it as an emergency fund. I told you, I'm definitely putting a good chunk of it in an IRA I have just to get that a nice little boost here unexpectedly in 2025.
Sure. If you were into golfing, then I would tell you to get a golf membership. I don't even think Dusty did that with the money that he won on the card that he got.
Yeah, he got. I think he ended up clearing $3,000 off of a card he got.
I think he ended up taking that trip.
Someone says $9,000, take a trip to Greece and Italy. I wish.
That'd be a sweet way to spend it.
I wish, yeah.
That'd be a nice trip for one
person.
I have a
trip planned during the Chiefs bye week, but that has nothing to do with Greece or Italy or whatever, and that's not going to cost anywhere near $9,000.
I hope not.
I appreciate these suggestions.
Take them into
Gold's
the Propel
to
things.
Hang out
the Propel,
place.
Just buying in a bulk should happen anyway, I think. I don't know about $1,500 worth, but yeah.
$1,000 gets you 1,500 bottles. I don't know if you'd be able to go through all of them before they expired. It's probably two years ahead, those
say
bottles.
Again? Say it again?
If you got 1,500 bottles of Propel, I don't know if you'd
drink
be able
an
to,
average of two a day.
I don't know if
that's obviously not enough.
I mean, it'd be 2 years. I don't know when they expire. You might not be able to even
that's
clear
the
entire bottles. All the bottles.
Where am I going to store it? I have a storage. I do actually have
point.
A storage locker
could
or whatever.
Could you imagine how crazy your neighbors would think you were? Are they one of like the public ones where you can kind of like see through them?
Like the storage?
Yeah.
No, it's at a storage mart facility. It's like it's indoor.
I thought you meant like at your apartment.
No, I mean I pay a monthly thing at a facility.
You
that
store
has,
it.
Just, I've moved a few times. I got stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're just storing Propel? You got to go over there once
no,
a month to reload?
Oh, if I store it. No, right now it's got a...
That's actually what he's doing now, Cody. He actually is storing Propel there as well.
Yeah, it's got stuff I couldn't fit in my apartment and some other stuff. Some
I will say
backup
this.
TVs.
If you,
I'm not even kidding. I have two TVs in there.
If you were if you were the best uncle ever, you would get both your nephews Nintendo Switches with some...
They already have a Nintendo Switch.
They already
Switch.
Have one.
Oh, or I meant the new one, but...
They have.
Oh, they have the new one too.
I'm
they're
still
spoiled. They're spoiled.
Never
I'm
mind.
Still in, yeah. I'm still like stuck in being forced to get bananas every second of my life for my kid. He goes to bed at night. And he's like, hey, I'm gonna need 18 bananas tonight. And then he wakes up in the morning and asks whether I've got
on
them
the Donkey Kong game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, did I don't have all day? He just constantly search for these things.
We are way late for a break. Way late for a break. That's gonna cost us some money, possibly as well. We'll get to what's trending. Now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Next.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, a couple updates from St. Joe today. Chiefs training camp, we did unfortunately get confirmation that Deion Bush ruptured his Achilles. His season is over. Also, a few other injury notes. Jalen Watson does have a concussion. We all kind of figured that the way things were going on Saturday night when upstairs the officials got basically buzzed to go and tell him, hey, you got to walk off the field, and then he did not return. We also learned that Ethan Driscoll, one of the Chiefs' backup offensive linemen, had an appendectomy. He will be fine eventually. Hollywood Brown still not practicing, but Rashee Rice was back at practice today.
Next up on What's Trending, Matthew Stafford did not return to practice today. He was seen in street clothes for the portion of Rams practice that was available to the public. He was, according to Sean McVay, kind of expected back for the beginning of this week, or at least that's the way he was talking about it. Said he had a great workout on Saturday and feel good. Did not feel good enough to throw on Monday. Still think that they're still hoping he'll be ready for the beginning of the regular season. But still no Matthew Stafford at practice.
Yeah, it's one definitely to watch leading into week one. And then also, can he make it through a full season? Up next on What's Trending, UFC announced they're leaving ESPN. That means no more pay-per-view. This is a big shift for MMA. It's going to Paramount Plus. Yes, you have to have a subscription, but you're not going to have to pay, you know, $90 or whatever it is for a fight. The deal with Paramount reportedly averaging out to $1.1 billion a year over a seven-year contract. This is why, like, boxing, though, I think has also struggled. Boxing has so many different promotions and promoters, I should say, that they couldn't probably all agree to sign a deal because they don't have the ability to do it. And so yet they still do pay-per-view. There's a lot of reasons why boxing has lost plenty of traction and MMA has taken over. But this is a good move, I actually think, to potentially get new people involved in UFC. No matter how you feel about UFC as a whole, I've gone over buddies' houses to get a fight, and everybody chips in, or somebody just pays for it. It's nice enough to do that. Now you won't need that. You won't have to chip in unless you want to pay them $2 for their subscription fee.
We can talk more about it after the break. I do think that there's some interesting angles in the way that that's headed. Although I do think that there's a trap maybe playing in there as well. Next up on What's Trending, the AP Top 25 preseason poll is out. Maybe have a little bit more fun with this tomorrow. We know Alex hates the AP Top 25 preseason poll. Texas, number one, only local team ranked is Kansas State at number 17. Good spot for Kansas State, I'll say. For a preseason poll matters very little in the long run of what these teams will actually accomplish, but they do matter as far as what people say about you later in the year. So K-State being at 17 before the year starts. Missouri did receive votes. Kansas did not.
That's What's Trending. Obviously, Vern's On Deck show tonight, by the way, starts at 5:30. Royals Nationals, 6:40. First pitch from Kauffman Stadium this evening as they begin a series against the Nationals, and then the White Sox coming up later on this week. Tonight will be Bailey Falter.
Get a second chance to take a look at him. It's obviously been going well for Burgert. There is an update on Landon Dickerson's injury. Adam Schefter reporting that he's thought to have suffered a torn meniscus in his right knee, getting additional options to determine the next course of action and how long he might be sidelined. That is still somehow better than the original thought on that injury, I believe, as they were kind of fearful maybe it might be one of those season-long ones, Gold. So Landon Dickerson, they are saying a torn meniscus is what they're saying in his right knee.
Okay. Obviously, a Pro Bowl guard for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. Like ACL, we know what that means. Meniscus, is that a 2 month thing? Is that a, you know, is that a 10 weeks?
I have no idea. And with offensive line, I'm not as sure.
I don't know what that exactly means, but obviously significant loss for the Eagles for some portion, at least, of this 2025 season. Yeah, I wanted to briefly talk more about the UFC thing. I do think it's a pretty historic shift, though, for MMA, and obviously boxing has been doing pay-per-view since the beginning of time. And at one point in time, it made sense. I don't think pay-per-view makes any sense in the year 2025 with streaming. It just doesn't. And so I think this is smart for UFC. There will be, if you're Paramount, plenty of people that will subscribe and pay the $9.99 or whatever trial offer they come up with for the first time, and you hope that you get them hooked and they don't cancel, and all of a sudden you add millions of new subscribers.
And like once a month when they have another decent sized card, you just keep sticking with
it.
And
of course on Paramount,
once a month thing helps you stay on Paramount, because normally you just cancel in between something else you're interested in.
Right, and on Paramount Plus, of course, there's all sorts of other content and sporting events. I think Paramount Plus, Drew, you're more of the English Premier League guy, but I believe there's a lot of soccer on Paramount Plus, if I'm not mistaken. You can watch some of the EPL games or other leagues that are, I don't know if it's Serie A or Serie A that is on there as well. But
what are their biggest shows over there? Landman, Jerry Jones.
I actually want to watch that.
That might actually be one of the bigger ones. Well, and you also get access because they're with CBS.
Dexter.
I think you get all the CBS stuff on Paramount Plus too, like Survivor or Amazing Race, FBI, CSI, whatever the series are that are over there too.
Look, my only issue is what happened with cable companies. And look, I'm fine with consolidating some of them. There's just too many apps all kind of working against. We'd mentioned this like a week ago when it was announced that HBO Max, or was it, or Disney and Hulu, we're going to be a singular streaming platform with all of that content on one platform. The problem what happened with cable companies, and the reason why we went to the streaming stuff in the first place, is the cable bill got so crazy high when it was consolidated. They're like, all right, so Spectrum bill this month, $220. You're like, $220?
It do. It really do.
I'll just move it to different stuff and figure out a way to isolate the content I'm not interested in getting, and I can do it for a whole hell of a lot less than $220. My fear is that Paramount Plus is like, hey, no additional cost, no pay-per-view, UFC's right here, and then you go from paying $10 a month to all of a sudden you're a month away from getting the, hey, Paramount Plus is getting ready to go up to $17.99 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
and they're
going
to cover their cost on your end one way or the other. And if you're not a UFC fan, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
If you are a UFC fan, it's parsing it out, so maybe you don't care as much.
I'm sure at some point they'll raise it. My understanding now is like they have, Paramount Plus has two plans. There's like a base one, it's like $8, and then there's a higher level, I don't know what the premium probably is what they call it, and it's 13. So maybe you have to have the premium plan for $12.99 to get this. You can't get it with the $7.99 plan. Something like that.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Now,
that's
this
like
is
how Apple TV does it for their MLS stuff.
Now, this is a fair point. Add-on. You know, there's always you worry about the trickle-down effect of stuff we don't think of. Here's a good example. Someone says, hey, I'm a bartender at a local sports bar. No more pay-per-view fights will kill our fight nights. It's a big deal. We offer the, you know, I can think of a name of a bar off the top of my head right now. I know they offer the fight for free on Saturday nights or whatever, and it gets packed because of that. People aren't paying pay-per-view at home.
Sure.
So that's going to kill their business. So there's a trickle-down effect. Not everybody's always going to be happy, and not everybody's going to always be taken care of. But if you're the UFC, this gets your product in front of more people, and it breaks down, eliminates a barrier, cost barrier, I think. There's still a cost, but not, what do they charge, guys? You guys, I honestly haven't paid for one myself in a while. Was it $70?
$80. I haven't paid for one in a long time. Yeah. I don't know. But there is a $70 or $80 charge. You know that for the big boxing matches too. Mm-hmm. And this is like, I don't know, man. It has to be one of the biggest fights for me to be the person shelling it out. Now, that doesn't mean it's not popular. This goes back to the wrestling conversation from the week before. Just because you don't or I don't watch something, and this is not speaking to you, but like,
yeah, I don't watch wrestling. You're right.
Doesn't mean that it's not popular and that there aren't lots of people who pay for this service. So I imagine if you're a UFC fan, this feels like a pretty big win. This feels like a pretty big win to get it this way.
It's definitely popular when they're getting a deal for $1 billion a year.
I think what stands out is that for these lesser leagues, the play seems, let's get everybody on one platform, one place to watch it all. And for Major League Baseball and the NFL, they're going the opposite way. If you wanted to subscribe to every place an NFL game will be streaming this year, and look, this is the one good news about the NFL locally, is that the Chiefs shouldn't have to do that. You can just watch it on the antenna, like I do every time the Chiefs play a football game. But if you wanted to watch the every streaming service the Chiefs will be on, you wanted the Netflix game, the Peacock game, the Prime game, the YouTube, whatever, I mean, you'd be at like 8 subscriptions. The minor sports should do it this way. MLS should all be in one place. If I want to watch any MLS game, this is why Major League Baseball
should
take
it. Most MLS is on Apple TV. Yeah.
This is why Major League Baseball should take it in-house. Give me a single platform and make me pay, and I'll pay. Give me a single platform to watch baseball, and I'll pay. I don't know why they've complicated these things, and it's like, if you're a fan of the Red Sox, you got to pay for one app. If you're a fan of this one, if you're a fan of one, you might get some on local TV, some on others. Consolidation feels like an easy way to convince me I'll buy into the Royals.
There has been more bundling happening with a couple of the streaming apps here in the last couple of weeks. Some of it is just mergers of companies, right? Disney and ESP, like Disney and Hulu is becoming one. I believe even Paramount, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Paramount just get sold or merged with somebody in the last couple weeks? Yeah. Well, Paramount was always part of CBS.
Or Paramount and Universal?
Yeah, it's something like that, because Paramount and CBS were already linked. But anyway, as there is more consolidation and mergers, not to get into much deeper conversation about if that's a good thing or not, but it, from a streaming perspective, it can be potentially a good thing for the consumer to a certain extent.
Like even Sunday, if you guys were trying to watch the Royals game, I pay for the monthly subscription it's like an Amazon add-on to watch the game. I go on there, can't find the game. I'm like, where the hell's the Royals game?
I watched it through my MLB TV.
Well, yeah.
It was on Roku.
It was the free Roku, but I couldn't watch it on the normal one.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh my God, where's this game at? Oh, okay, it's the Roku game of the day. And look, it's not that I couldn't find the game, and it was Justin Morneau and Ryan Lefevre instead of like the normal broadcast.
Yeah, and whenever we talk TV streaming, we always get texts like, hey, I only pay $19, I get everything. Look, I understand, like, if you want to do the jailbreak and the illegal stuff, go right ahead. But like, obviously, when we have conversations about streaming, we're only going to talk about the legal, legitimate options for people to watch. Like, people always get mad at us when we have these conversations. Like, you guys aren't even mentioning people could do this for X amount of dollars. We're obviously not going to talk about that as a legitimate option for most people, okay? Some of you have found ways to watch it. I know exactly what you're talking about on the Fire Stick jailbreaking stuff. But that's not, like, quote-unquote, stealing content we're not going to actually discuss as a legitimate option when we're talking about how to watch NFL games or the UFC, okay? Like, we're obviously not going to have that conversation on the show.
How far until we get...
On the air, you don't want to just tell people the exact names of the websites?
How far until we get, like, the Paramount Plus stuff for NFL games? Like, are we ever going to get to that point where you need a...
That's where the Nickelodeon game was on, wasn't it? Paramount?
Yeah.
That's where the Nickelodeon game was on.
I thought it was just on Nickelodeon, like on the...
I believe that was
on YouTube TV. Then,
but yeah, it was through Paramount. His own Nickelodeon, Paramount, they're all the same, I believe.
Right, okay. But you already do get that a little bit.
A little bit.
In terms of... Cause I'm just
NFL's going the opposite way. They're putting themselves on more platforms, taking the check, and you gotta
Peacock
work.
Peacock and Paramount Plus.
You gotta work
Netflix
to find
Amazon,
the standalone games.
Yeah.
The truth is, though, and I don't think every fan's the same, if it's not the Chiefs who are playing in those windows, right now it is. It's the Chiefs all the time who are playing in those windows. That's how they're getting these partners to spend that amount of money. If it's week 13, Bengals, Colts, only on Paramount Plus, I'll just be honest, Drew, I won't watch it. They just won't get me. Like, that'll just be it. Like, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not going to go subscribe to whatever just to catch the standalone NFL game.
Just
I'm good.
Because it's the NFL, yeah.
Yeah, I won't. Doesn't mean some won't. Like, doesn't mean someone will or do that, but like, they won't find me there, right? I'm not paying for 80 services to catch the standalone. For UFC, because it's like the singular thing.
Yeah.
They were.
And you're getting all of it on that, like all of the prelim stuff, the actual fight. Yeah. The fact, if you already have a Paramount Plus subscription, it's great for those people who love you, who love
totally.
UFC. And
I think overall, it's actually a good thing if you're an MMA fan. I think it really is. I think that is that's a nice perk. We'll see. We're still like, I won't say the beginning of streaming, but we're still not at the end game of it
at
all.
It's not the infancy, but it's definitely like it's a tween or something.
Mm-hmm. It's like the adolescence.
Yeah.
My daughter keeps saying, I'm almost a teenager. And I'm like, no, you're not. That's what she has to claim. She wants more responsibility.
She's
9,
right?
9. She
almost
might.
A teen?
Yeah. Dude, she wants.
When she's 11, then
she wants a lot more.
Has she asked for a cell phone yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's not getting one. But
what's the age where you'll get her one? Oh, for your own security, too, right? And for you being able to actually, you know.
I think, so I don't know, probably at least middle school for me. I have
like
become
11?
I become tempted by what people my age are doing, which is essentially the new home phone. So I get a cell phone. We own it. It has nothing on it but the ability to make calls and text.
Emergency calls or whatever.
It exists in the space, but it's not yours. You don't just carry it around with you. If you're going to be at a friend's for 4 hours, you may take the phone with you for the need to get in contact with me. It is not your phone. It is the communal property of this home. Either kid could use it if they were going to be gone for a length of time.
A lot of these kids have like Apple Watches and stuff.
Watches,
the smartwatches. Like my nephews who are very similar age to your kids. Now one's older, one's 10, and he's got even the younger one of my younger nephews. They have the Apple Watch, and it's like that way they can. That's you know basically is where I send a text when they're you know where they're at or if they're need, yeah. you know whatever if they're at camp or something during the day that kind of thing for emergencies and that's about it.
Just not willing to bite the bullet on that.
I get it. I think that's one of those where people are mixed on. Like some parents were listening.
I'd like to wait to high school if I could. Yeah, before I bet. I put them in front.
You're not gonna make it till.
I'll tell you.
You're not gonna make it till then. No.
It'll be a long ass time before I let them have social. Did you read like ESPN stories?
Yes.
Horrifying. Yeah. And I was already in that camp before. My kids will not be anywhere near social media for a while. That'll be an instant no for a long stretch.
Got to be careful. For those listening don't know, Cody...
Dan Wetzel wrote the piece, story, Dan,
I believe that's right. The article Cody's referencing, it is worth a read. It's very sad, but I think it probably is very important for... Like, a lot of you guys already know this stuff. I don't have to tell, I'm not a parent. I don't have to lecture you, but I think it's very important. Basically, it's terrible stories, multiple mention of... basically blackmail and through social media that has cost people their own lives. They were so worried about being embarrassed because they made a mistake on social media and maybe sent a photo to somebody they thought was somebody else.
And they tried to use that to blackmail.
And they tried to blackmail them. And then this one kid they highlighted, unfortunately, was so distraught over what he had did by sending this photo. Then it was a shame that he did it and that he was going to get exposed. And they were these individuals actually in Nigeria, I think
Nigeria
it was.
Nigeria is where it was.
Part of these scams, and they were blackmailing him for like $1,000. And they were going to threaten to text his girlfriend and mom and put on these social media profiles. And the kid took his own life that same night. And he was an athlete. That's why he was on tied that's with so sports, sad, but it's awful.
It's a story worth reading, especially if you have kids and kids who have access to social media or some of the other stuff, because, I mean, it is just kind of like, it's horrifying. But, I'm not, has she asked? Sure. Mm-hmm. Does she have anyone in her class who has one yet? There's, like, a kid? So, like, the real public peer pressure
year,
part of it.
I wonder this year if you're going to see more if she gets closer to 10.
I kind of thought fifth grade might be a big bump. I don't know. Like, I kind of thought that might be there. And there are times, like, when she's at these dance comps and she's backstage and I can't go back there and you'd like to have an ability to get in contact with them, but she has an iPad. And she can't text anybody, but she can text me on her iPad. So, like, there are ways to get in contact with me. So, I don't know, man. People, I mean, now the text line is just full of, like, it's so scary being a parent. My parents had it easy. They just, you know, either you got kidnapped or you didn't. Yeah, they came home or you didn't. Problem solved. You know? Dude, we used to, I laugh because there was, like, a social media trend, like, a couple months ago. That said, did you guys really, in the 90s, you guys would just be gone on your bike for 8 hours and not come home? I was like, yeah. My parents just didn't know where I was until
I did streetlights,
man. Streetlights came on.
Yeah.
Try to get back home by then.
Yeah.
Lots of times, man.
Some people were asking for the link. I'll respond to you with the link if you guys want the link to the story we were talking about. I just responded to a couple of you. But really, I mean, it's worth a read, but it's very sad. Important, I think, for everybody to see and read. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We believe we'll be back in St. Joe tomorrow, weather pending. It'll be the final day of camp for us. We will hopefully talk to you from St. Joe. Hope you guys have a good rest of the day. The drive with Jay Binkley. Oh, he's been here since 9 a.m., guys. He's ready to go. Next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.